So this is a huge problem, especially as more and more people turn to online resources to kind of find love and get connected with other folks in the area.
That's John Masterson, Director of Marketing at the Better Business Bureau, serving Western Michigan. He says a recent study by the Better Business Bureau reveals how scammers use impersonation, blackmail, and trickery to steal from unsuspecting daters.
So this is twofold. So these people are thinking that they found someone that actually cares about them and you know, wants to further their relationship. And so they have their heart broken at the end of this, as well as lose all this money that, you know, they send to this scammer online for any number of reasons.
Masterson says they uncovered a local incident here in West Michigan. He says the woman came forward to help others avoid the pain.
She's in her 60s, lost her husband to 40 plus years a few years ago, and just was kind of lonely and struck up a conversation and a relationship online that then turned out over the long term to be something where someone was just slowly milking her and picking away at about $30,000 of her bank account.
The report says this is an underreported crime, as many victims may be wiped out emotionally and financially.
A lot of people are ashamed because they just had their heart broken and their money stolen, and so they just don't report it. But it is valuable to report, and it really does help other consumers to know what's out there.
The Better Business Bureau offers these tips for daters to avoid being caught in a romance scam. Protect your identity and your wallet. Scammers prefer prepaid card and money transfers. Never send money or any personal information to someone you've never met in person. Do your research. Pore over the profile image and description. If it sounds too good to be true, verify information. And finally, report it. If you feel like you have been victimized, report it to the BBB Scam Tracker at bbb.org. Jennifer Moss, WGVU News.